I said, well, definitely not me, but I'll intercede, you know, for them to come in. And the rest is history. But when I said yes, the Lord says, I want you to produce. First of all, it was only two shows I was mandated to produce. He said, I want you to produce two programs on the prophetic that will shake the viewers into believing in the truth. Because how will they ever know the truth if they only see the lie? How will they even know the difference? And he said, and I want you to model that, and I want it to be extreme. So I thought, oh, good. I'm going to, Larry Randolph, he would be extreme because he's so bloomin' funny. He could make everybody laugh even with his prophetic. Stacey Campbell, she's extreme because when the power comes upon her, she just is, you know, shaking all, you know. And so I was thinking through the different guests I could have, and I thought, okay. And he said, and I want you to do this as an intercessory act as well. I want you to film it in Hollywood, the jugular of the entertainment industry, and I want you to air it in Vegas. And so I thought, okay. And then I came here, and you know the story, met Shirley, and Shirley took that project on. And we were focused because we knew the purpose of that. We knew what God was looking for. Now, if it was for something else, we would have produced it a different way, you see? But we knew what it was for. And it was hilarious, by the way. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was our special little baby that we produced. We rented out this big studio in Hollywood and had all the jibs and the audience and everything in it. And we just did it all by faith. It was amazing. And we were so locked up. I was like, ah, you know, I was just frozen. And Larry Randolph was worse than I was. He was supposed to be my co-host and help me out. And he was just frozen up. And Stacey Campbell, when they did the makeup and hair on her, they made us look like porcelain dolls. They were just like, put so much makeup on, we could hardly smile without cracking the makeup. And then the hair had so much hairspray on it. That Stacey Campbell's hair, you know, when the power of the Spirit comes upon her, she goes like this, and her hair wishes all over the place. But they did this little flip on the bottom of her hair and sprayed it stiff, so that when she was prophesying, her hair was stiff, you know, and it was just like it was just crazy. But it was special, really, really special. And, you know, we knew what we were doing it for, why we were doing it, and that's what developed the way that we did it was for that purpose, because we knew the purpose of that. Now.